Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri, right over there on the hill. Hey, if you haven't been by, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar that you can hang out, have a cold drink, eat some tacos, and watch one of your favorite bands recording inside the studio. It's very unique and original and something really cool to be a part of St. Louis, so get out and get involved over there. If you're looking into recording, reach out. GaslightSTL.com has all your details there. You can book yourself a tour, come on over there. If you want to check it out as a fan, there's a lot of great opportunities coming up. There's March 18th, Scrub is filming a live Gaslight session over there, so you can come over and be a part of the taping for that on Saturday 18th, 8 to 11. Also, a friend of the show, Carter Holsey, is returning to St. Louis playing Gaslight on March 26th, Sunday. So check out those events on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, GaslightSTL.com. And yeah, get involved.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is City of Parks, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here. Rock Paper Podcast coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in Fenton with the guys of City of Parks.
Hello.
Hey. Yo, what's up?
Hey.
It's podcast time.
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Welcome back to the basement.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Round two. It's going down.
Round two.
Round two.
Back to a great start.
I'm excited to be back here. We got a lot going on. We got a brand new EP. We got some big shows. A lot of things in the works for the City of Parks crew. So I guess before we go too far, you dudes want to say hi and introduce yourselves again for those listening here?
My name is Joey. I am the rhythm / lead guitarist.
My name is Blake. I'm the bass player of the band.
I'm Dan. I play guitar now.
Hi, my name is Lloyd. I sing. I do lead vocals.
What?
I'm Brian. I play drums and sing sometimes.
Yeah, we like I said, we got a brand new EP, the Find Your Voice EP.
Yes.
Now available everywhere.
Right? Everywhere.
On your digital platforms and physical copies at shows and all kinds of stuff. So.
Proud of my boys.
We just had a couple weeks ago we had the release party over at Pops.
That was
a lot of fun.
That was a crazy night.
We brought along Isabella and Treading Oceans,
mm-hmm.
and
Ashlyn,
Ashlyn,
Duolingo.
Yeah,
Forgetting
January.
That was a very
fun show.
Yeah.
With a lot of
good turnout.
We had certain expectations for that show, and I'm pretty sure they were all shattered by the end of that night.
For sure, yeah. That was wild, man. That was a lot of fun, and just a lot of friends in the house. It was really cool to see the turnout and all the people. Yeah. It was a good time. And it was just a lot of fun as a fan, too, following you guys around for a while now, like, watching your guys' stage show now come to life more, you know, the lights and smoke and all the stuff we had going on, and just watching you guys, just do your thing. It was a lot of fun, man. So then these new songs, obviously, they sound great. So this made for a really great show. You guys recorded this one with Mr. Man, I Am Alone.
He did.
Yes, sir. Great. The one and only.
Yeah, I just actually recorded with him myself today. Did a little podcast with him before coming over here. So
that's sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How'd that go? Good?
Yeah, it went a lot. It was a lot of fun. It was a real good time. Nice little
getting to pick his brain about some of his stuff he's up to, you know. So.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a podcast for anybody to check out.
Yeah. You so you guys had a good time knocking this out over there?
Yeah, we actually booked 5 days with them, and it was a marathon, and ended up taking a little longer than that, but we wanted to, I mean, even he was the one saying that he wanted to take the time with it to really, you know, not rush anything to make it all perfect, and I would say that he definitely exceeded that. Just, we had, again, certain expectations that were shattered, just when we got the recordings back, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's always a really good feeling when you get your first batch of mixes back, you know?
Yeah.
You get to kind of see what, how you envision all this is going to lay out just to be, and it's an important moment, so, and when you have songs that come from him especially, it's just like, yeah, like how Brian said, you just kind of just lose it, you know? So that whole experience for me personally was just extremely awesome, and we did 5 days with him.
Mm. Well, yeah, it ended up taking a little longer, but
yeah, but just 1 week, just like hanging out, being around him, it was just a very smooth operation.
And not to mention, we had the songs as is when we brought him into the studio, and you know, he doesn't just press record and then mix it later. And he really helped us collaborate and pretty much take the songs to another level, like things that we never even really thought of that just added so much more depth and so much more structure that, I mean, we eventually could have gotten to, but, you know, having that fresh ear and somebody as talented as him, like, as a musician, not just, you know, a producer, it was just all around.
When you, like, let your producer become, like, your whatever, sixth member, fifth member, whatever in your band, that's, like, one of your best moves you can make, like, in an experience like that.
An outside perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's the biggest difference took the from the like the scratch track to what the, on the record?
I would to me I would say No One Else. Because we were as soon as we were ready to play that live, we started closing shows with it, and we thought that just as is it was solid, and then he just added, you know, octaves here and there or changed up you know, how Lloyd was singing it or backgrounds, and all of a sudden it was just so much more powerful, and there was so much more to it that, yeah, again, just the depth and everything that he added to it was probably the biggest difference for me.
Yeah.
That, like, now going back, and we have that one on YouTube, I don't know if it's still there, but just hearing how it used to sound versus how it is now, it's night and day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fun for me, too, as a fan, like, the kind of the evolution of the song. When you start hearing, like, the initial idea that, you know, the and then what it does, you know, after the studio, what the song sounds like, and kind of, you know, it's all still a great song, but it's just kind of fun to hear, you know, the original idea to what the final product came to be.
Yep.
And you know, sometimes sometimes they're night and day, but yeah, sometimes it's pretty close to what the original idea was, and but it's fun, man. So
yeah, you get to see like what the song really becomes, you know, like what it really is. And you're in that process of the whole time of it being built in front of you. So you're really just like learning more about the song. So it's always so cool to like play the song live. If you do that, like have that chance, then you record, then you listen to that song, and then you come back, practice the song how it is now, and then come back, play it. It's like, you know, you just like evolve, kind of just, you know, makes you better. It's just cool. It's a cool thing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, No One Else is probably my favorite from the EP. I really, really dig it. It was a lot of fun to listen to. You guys collaborate a lot on the lyrics and stuff with that, or how? Who?
No.
Dan writes that?
Yep.
Yeah.
A fun fact that apparently not a lot of people know, Dan writes all the
lyrics.
All the lyrics?
Well,
basically almost all
of them.
Yeah,
pretty much all of them. There might be one or two here and there that were somewhere else, but yeah, primarily 99% is all Dan.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. They, I think we kind of discussed some of that, I think, in the first episode, some of the writing and stuff, but yeah, it was a good tune, man. I really like that one a lot.
Thank you.
And it was it was just, I like too that, you know, you're rocking, but there are also moments where you guys all kind of get to shine a little bit. You know, there's you got you know, the little guitar solo, and then the kind of a little drum fill there, and then it kind of comes in with like the kind of the towards the end with the gang vocals and stuff, and like it was just kind of fun to hear a couple of little spotlights throughout that song, and then even throughout the whole EP where you guys all get to kind of shine a little bit on your own.
Yeah, and like that gang vocal at the end, that was another example of Amlung. We never did that until we got to the studio, and Amlung's like, how about we group that and just see what it sounds like? And we tried it one time, and as soon as we heard it back, it's like, holy shit, that was amazing. Keep sure. that. Like, we're never going back.
Something like that. I mean, do you guys translate that to your live show? Like imagining, you know, the crowd singing that with you there and stuff. Like
as this band, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't ever want to like put something down like on music like that in a recording that we can't really try or realistically pull off live.
So I just remember at the release show when we played No One Else, like on the last chorus where those gang vocals are, like the whole crowd was singing that part.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I've never been on that side of the stage, but I imagine that's got to be a pretty incredible thing.
Pretty surreal, yeah.
Yeah. Especially at the release party when, you know, the song's not even out and people are singing along with you and stuff, so.
I've never seen that many people sing our songs, ever. Yeah. Like, there was moments I'm just sitting there, or not sitting, standing there, looking at so many mouths just moving. I'm like, man, those lyric videos worked, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, speaking of the lyric videos, you do. So there's one for Hurricane and No One Else. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys working on other video stuff or?
I don't know, Blake, are you?
Yeah, I've always, that's kind of an operation.
Yeah.
I like create this or that or make like a structure, then present it to the guys, sure. And then kind of just get critique from them and people please them up. It's what, fun little projects, but
What about music videos and stuff, you guys?
Well, there is an idea that we are dabbling with, like, to move forward with right now, but I don't know if it's, like, ready to be really talked about, but it's just probably, like, a next move kind of deal that's just been up in the air, but it's just, like, one of the main talks right now between us all.
Yeah, it's coming. We just, you know, it's still in the works.
Right. Well, I mean, that's, I think it is, even though we don't really have, you know, again, we don't have MTV and stuff these days, but we have, like, but there are some guys in town that are making incredible videos, and it's just fun to see these, you got, you know, bands are actually utilizing that, and I think it's a super powerful tool to, especially, you know, you guys are getting out on the road and doing some stuff. It's a nice, easy package to send, you know, hey, here's our video, here's, you know, we... So we can see what we look like, what we sound like, and everything. And, and it's just it's a nice way to market yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. So. Yeah, definitely need to get some more footage of us up on there.
Yeah.
On that internet.
We again, we mentioned Hurricane. That's kind of the first single, right? I guess, or
first release.
First release.
Yep. Yeah. It was supposed to be a single, but it turned out to be the single, pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting a little radio play from Cornbread over there, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's cool. Getting to get on the radio, and so yeah, he and he also what hosted the party, right? And,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
he was there. He's having a good time.
It was, it was only natural that he'd be a part of it too.
Yeah, he had to be there.
Pretty much
no choice.
Yeah.
Build what we've built, kind of.
Yeah, he's been he's been very solid as far as the progression of this band from our first Battle for Point Fest and till the release party that we just got done with.
Yeah, dude, when Cornbread like believes in you, he like believes in you. You know, that's how he is.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Sure. Yeah, and then we just had you guys in the studio too, so that was fun to get to listen to you guys on the radio with him and getting to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So so yeah, check out Hurricane and
live in passion, waiting for a sign to make a
this Find Your Voice EP available all over your digital platforms. So get your copy wherever you buy your music. You guys, you have a couple pretty big shows coming up here. This Saturday night, Del Mar Hall with some guys called Fivefold. And Welcome Home. That's gonna be a big one, man.
A ripper.
Yeah. Beautiful room over there, Del Mar Hall. It's gonna be a lot of fun to see you guys on the big stage, getting to getting plenty of room for Blake to stretch out and run around.
Give us somersaults.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, that's gonna be a party, man.
Definitely. Yeah, we're excited about it. Haven't even been to that venue yet, but I've heard so much about it, so
we're pretty stoked. Yeah, it's really cool, and I think it's for me, I like that. Like the bar is like separate from the venue, the live room. So like, you know, it's just nice to not have any distractions. You know, like it's, if you want to go get a drink, you're welcome to go back there. And but it's nice to that there's not constant bar noise or whatever while people are playing and stuff. So
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, at a rock show, you don't really hear it as much, but, like, you know, even at the pageant, like, you know, I love that venue, but, like, I've been to some quieter kind of singer-songwriter nights and stuff, and there's still, like, constant talking at the bar, and, you know, you can hear glasses clinking and all that kind of stuff, and, like, so it's just nice that they kind of cut all that out. And,
Yeah,
I went to an acoustic show last night at Foo Bar, and the local opener was playing, and you could barely hear him over, like, the bar noise. I felt really bad for the guy, but he did really well.
That was Sleeping Cranes. Definitely check that guy out.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
He's nice, dude. He looked like Dustin Hook.
Shout out to Dustin Hook.
Yep, for sure.
Just for being a person.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be a good one. Tickets, $15. You guys have some tickets available, right?
Yeah.
And or a Ticketmaster, I guess, if you want to pay service charge. But support your locals here. It's all local rock show. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. Top to bottom, it's going to be a banger. We can't wait. And it just feels good to finally – I feel like Fivefold hasn't played in a while. So it's kind of like the return of – like them back to a headline show and having Amlong put out, you know, produce our record. And then Matt Benny did a lot of the artwork, or primarily the artwork for the album. So to be able to open up for those guys, kind of just, you know, full circle, we can't wait. And then this will be our first time that we get to play with Welcome Home. And we've been waiting for a pretty good amount of time here waiting to play with those guys. So we can't be more excited.
And then on 31st, you guys will be doing a little Alkaline Trio tribute set.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Trio of Bars.
Trio of Bars.
Yeah. And that's about Firebird.
Yeah.
So those are always kind of fun. Like, a lot of these kind of tribute sets have been coming about. I just went to the one at Pops with... Skyburnt White as Nine Inch Nails, and Dustin, we mentioned, For the City, did Foo Fighters, For the City.
And Safety Third was over there with their Green Day cover.
Yeah.
Good dudes.
It was fun. It's just fun to hear, like, I mean, obviously, they're all your buddies, but then to see them do something just a little different. And,
oh, yeah.
And, of course, like, everybody knows the words of those songs and singing along and stuff, and it's just it's a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one will be Green Day, My Chemical Romance,
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine. We're doing Alkaline Trio, obviously, and then...
I think that's it.
Four bands. Is that the... am I right? Is that the guy you met last night, too? Or something? Any part of
that? Yeah, Dan Andriano. He's one of the three in Alkaline Trio. So I was nerding out pretty hard last night.
Yeah.
I think we all were pretty solid.
Yeah, very cool. And then and then you get to go play their songs next week. So,
yeah, I wanted to bother him to see about how he puts together a set list, because it's damn near impossible. Because we just want to play everything, and they've got easily 150 songs now.
It's crazy.
So trying to pick, you know, 10 to fill a 30-35 minute time slot, being as big of fans as we are, it's, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You just feel like you're leaving so much out.
Uh-huh.
So I even taking to Facebook, asking people what they want to hear, it's like, shit, we should play that, or we should, you just want to play everything. So.
Yeah.
But regardless, it's going to be a great time.
This is a pretty big one. I was really pumped that you guys just announced this. You guys are doing a little road trip to Chicago area for April 29th with We Are United.
Mm-hmm.
And who's all on that? Is it The Sky's the Limit? Is
that right? The Sky's the Limit, Ashlyn, Neolingo, us, and then the three Chicago bands.
There's a Revolt Coda, The Red Line, and I'm forgetting one more.
Sports reference.
Is it?
I think so.
Sophomore. What the hell is it? Sophomores. I don't know. I hope they're not listening because we'll be like, thanks, guys. But it'll be our first time venturing out of Missouri. I guess we technically hit the road up to Troy for the past couple of years through the Ink Spot Block Party. We've been down to Cape Girardeau with the Isabella guys to do a Harley Davidson outdoor show, but. This will be the first, I guess, real quote unquote
out of town big city show.
Yeah,
hitting up the southern Chicago area. We're ready. We're psyched.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea. Especially kind of taking four bands from St. Louis up there. You know, and like, and kind of I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it responds and stuff. And like, but I mean, ideally, like that. I think that'd be awesome because I mean, we got so many great bands here and stuff. If we can kind of all work together doing something like that, like a, you know, take four bands and tour and kind of do even just something Midwest regionally here and stuff, and let people know what we're doing here in St. Louis, because I mean it deserves to be heard, that's for sure. So
yeah, there's a lot of talent here,
especially to be going on the road with, you know, people that we're good friends with. Like, you know, there's that feeling of being uncomfortable, you know, leaving your city, but then when you're, you know, looking to your left and right, and it's your buddies that are up there with you.
Yeah, you know a few people. Yeah. It's going to be all right.
You got to look over and you see Johnny Axton. And
yeah.
That's always a good sign.
Isabella, we on that show with you guys just released a brand new record the other day, Wildfire. So another really great record coming out of Man Amalong's studio. So,
oh, you mean Ashlyn?
Yeah, Ashlyn.
Oh, yeah. What did I say?
Isabella.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oops.
Sorry, it's Dan's t-shirt.
Yeah.
I was wearing mine.
The Isabella record is also very good. But, I meant Ashlyn. Sorry.
Yes.
Wildfire.
Very cool record.
Yeah.
Very cool and different record.
Yeah, definitely. So, check out all those. You guys also wanted to play a tune from your Find Your Voice EP called Trimmed in Red, right?
Yep.
You guys want to talk about that tune at all? What any lyrics or stories around recording it or anything like come to mind?
Wait, how's that song go?
That's Living In.
That song's really, like, with this EP, I wanted to write something that was more relatable to everyone and kind of, it's to let everyone know that there's more to life than being in love with girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Writing little love songs. But this one actually kind of branches off of that. It's constantly going on after the wrong person and failing to see, like, learning from your mistakes. So it's a pretty dark-ish song to write. But
I did feel like overall, like, you know, throughout the record, that there was a lot more adult themes, or, you know, more, a little more grown up to the lyric content and stuff, you know, a lot more positivity, positive messages throughout it and stuff, and things. But, you know, it definitely not as much like you're saying about the pop punk kind of sound with a lot of the girls and all that that kind of stuff. So I definitely feel like compared to your guys' first EP, there's, you know, night and day difference. In the content and even in the recording and everything too. Like, you guys really come together nicely.
The more some grown-up emos.
Yeah. Trimmed in Red was originally going to be called Rise Above the Labels, which is still a line in the song, because it's just about somebody who, you know, is just constantly beating themselves down, like, labeling themselves like failure, labeling themselves like not good enough. It's like, you got to rise above that and just, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, like, move on. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Release a music video too when we get around to it.
Yeah,
it's a possibility. So.
It is.
Yeah, it's
a music video.
I mean, I think it'd be fun too, and let alone, I mean, there's a lot of different options with videos. Also, with you know, the live video stuff, you know, just doing concert footage stuff, or you know, actually doing a concept, you know, where you guys can show off a little acting or something, you know. So.
Anybody good at acting?
Yeah. Joey's a great actor.
Yeah. It'll just be Joey for...
Joey was a theater kid for...
I was?
Yeah.
I play a mean Romeo.
Romeo, Romeo.
He's playing the chick.
Yeah. Enjoy this. Yeah. No, I'm Juliet.
Yeah.
That's not a lie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you so you guys going to Chicago, you guys gonna what are you guys gonna get a van and all hop in and hit the road or
we're gonna take a private plane.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're gonna wake up and probably rent a van.
have a police escort all the way from the airport to the show.
Yeah, we're
gonna call a taxi cab company to call us a limo company.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably have to rent or borrow a van. We kind of want this, especially hitting the road for the first time, I guess, officially. We want to, you know, kind of build that camaraderie. All pile into one van, hit the road as one collective unit.
Right.
Instead of like a caravan of like four cars. Because, I mean, done that. And it, you know, we just want it to be
legit.
Want it to be legit. Just
be authentic.
Yeah.
Like a
lot of bro out.
For yes.
One days. Big unit. Just head on out.
Like a herd of elk.
Big ol' unit. Big ol' unit.
Cars with a drive by.
I think that's the most times big ol' unit's been said on the show.
Going for the record.
Yeah, I think that'll be, you know, as much as any of it. I think just getting on the road with your buddies like this and is great for the band to, you know, bring you guys all together and stuff and.
We'll find out if we want to murder each other or not.
Right.
Yeah, it won't take long, I'm sure.
You guys going to get some pizza while you're up there?
Yes, I'm sure.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah,
I tell you, man, that's half the drive for me is going up there just get pizza. Like,
yeah.
I've been there twice and never gotten a pizza.
What?
So I'm going to have to.
I work my way around town. I try a different one every time. Just
have you had Connie's pizza?
Huh?
Have you had Connie's pizza?
I don't think of it, Connie's.
It's fucking delicious.
It's very good.
Yeah,
it's a Chinatown. Very good.
Yeah, that's where I stayed.
I've been, a bunch, you know, Lou Monati's and Giordano's and whatever, I mean, a bunch of them. But just they're all delicious.
What do you recommend?
If anybody's been near the Lansing area and they're listening to this, just drop some recommendations in the comments. And,
yeah,
I'm sure we'll end up at one of them.
Also, tell all your friends to come out to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody in the Lansing area, come out. Bring your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your mom.
We have free t-shirts. Your
bring them out.
Mom's welcome.
We have free t-shirts for $15.
Yeah. We. So what else? You guys got other plans for 2017? Just
sure.
You guys want to get more on the road after?
Yeah,
this
summer we'll be taking some weekend trips when we can to and from other states, hopefully, and just playing shows like that. Maybe, you know, talk to some awesome local bands around here, headline, do a co-headline, or put on our own show. Again, that was just like a lot of fun doing the EP show and really rewarding, so maybe do something kind of like that with some different bands this time or something. But I'm sure more things will follow, you know. Things just have, the big major things that I feel like have happened for this band just kind of fell into our laps just because we're kind of just like keep working at things. But the opportunities that did just fall, they just worked out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to keep going that route as we always have and just see what the year's going to offer us as we progress in this year.
Yeah.
We made some friends like Hold Close from Springfield. We're hoping to get down there sooner than later. Maybe do like a 2 or 3 day little tour. Do like a Springfield, Columbia, Kansas, something. Like just pretty much have this April 29th show in Chicago kind of be like the springboard into actually hitting the road more often over the summer. So we'll see where that takes us. And yeah, like Blake said, that release party just felt more like a family reunion, like having all the homies like on the bill together. So to do something like that later on this year is also
there's a lot of love in that green room.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So much love.
Yeah.
So if we can throw one of those together, that's, you know, in the discussion right now too.
Get with some awesome bands and just do it, you know. Play another big cool show just for fun.
Especially with everybody
and
everybody getting their new albums out this year, and, you know, Nice Knives and Us and Wildfire, and, you know.
Just have an Amlong Fest.
Have an Amlong Fest. Matt Amlong, everyone that you
Everything
record this year.
Everything he puts out is just tops.
Yeah. It is crazy, though. I mean, like, let alone, I mean, they're all great bands anyway, but it is crazy how much of it's coming out of that studio and stuff. And
yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah. So, but it's cool to see, man. And then, like I said, you're just crushing it every time. Like, yeah, I don't know. So hopefully, we got probably. I'm sure you guys will be back. I don't know, I haven't had any announcements or anything, but got the you mentioned Ink Spot earlier, and I'm sure they're gonna. I'm sure you guys will be back out there rocking that stage, and
oh yeah,
so
yep,
it's always a wild party with all the homies and stuff too. So
yeah,
it's another big summer event to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I wonder who they'll have out this year. You know,
yeah,
it's always something to think about
for sure. Well, again, get those tickets for Saturday night. Come party. You can come out, bring some cash, and pick up your copy of Find Your Voice. From these guys, and I'm sure they'll be happy to sell you a t-shirt and sign anything and
we'll all hang
that
out,
stuff, yeah.
Drink beers,
yeah,
free,
yeah.
Hugs. Free hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Free hugs.
We got, you guys got Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all the social medias.
Yep.
And of course the YouTube channel with all the lyric videos going up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so get involved and, I wanted to make sure if I had some fan questions for you guys.
Somebody asked me the other day. They wanted to know from Dan, where did the Find Your Voice title come from?
Who said that?
Can't tell you. They might be listening.
I was surprised.
I mean, just had a double meaning with... me having throat surgery and not being able to sing anymore, and we had to find a new singer. So that's like one concept from it, and then the other concept is everything about the lyrics in this are supposed to be uplifting and being able to find your own identity to actually make things happen, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty much No One Else is like the song that pretty much, if you listen to that, Find Your Voice like kind of comes from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Glink writes in.
Hey, Joe.
Do they know how horny they make everyone?
We don't make.
I mean, we work out a lot, so.
We don't make anybody horny.
Take that as a yes.
Right now.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Let's see. Matt writes in, how does Blake keep his hair looking so popping fresh all the time?
Matt who?
Brexmeyer.
Oh, hey Matt.
Do you have any hair tips?
I have like really thick just like hair in general, so it's like it's really hard to just, like, put anything in it. So I use, like, a really old-school pomade that's been around for a while. And it's really for, like, it's for a certain race, for African-Americans. And it's, yeah, just something I have to go downtown and grab sometimes. So I've took my time to research this about my hair. So I don't really release my secrets. But the only person I think I've ever told are, like, people in my band, close friends, family, and Colt from Isabella.
That dude's hair is always.
Me and Cole are kind of cool. We always, yeah. Sorry, dude. Just do your research on the kind of hair you have and look up hairstyles, and you know, you get what you give. So put in the work, you'll figure it out.
They're going to be like, take some car wax and just.
Yeah.
That's his thing, me and dude.
A little bit of motor oil.
I might do that, you know.
His hair is actually blonde.
Just a jar of coke. Phil Billingham writes in.
Hey, dude.
He wants to know if you guys will come to Brazil.
Sure.
That's next. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of St. Louis bands are being asked to go to Brazil,
yeah.
So I mean,
weird.
Takes it out there.
Yep.
Something is, like, going on out there. It's popping.
Yeah. Let's see.
Is that it?
Braden asked about Point Fest. Are you guys going to Point Fest?
Are we playing Point Fest or are we going to Point Fest?
He says you guys making it to Point Fest. So he doesn't really specify if you're playing or if you're going.
I guess we can answer both of those questions. Well, there's two this year, so you know. Yeah, we gotta. Maybe we might be at one date and not the other. We don't know yet. But yeah, I mean, Point Fest, we've been there for the last 2 years, so to at least go maybe and support some of the bands that are playing this year, like Discrepancies and like Monster Eats Manhattan. I've had back-to-back years where I've had a member of each band like almost on side stage or close, just there supporting us, you know. So I think it's only fair if, you know, a few of us can get out there. So he could probably count most of us out there just hanging out that day, right? Catch us by the Pops tent, just, you know.
Pop stage is going to be crazy this year. I'm super pumped for just the finals of the Road to Point Fest because it's shaping up to be a wild night, man. Like, again, we've seen Discrepancies, Monsters, East Manhattan. We got Hollow Point Heroes back in action. We got Gorilla Theory. A bunch of my buddies are kind of more do a little reggae rock stuff. And your outline's just one. Yeah, so we got. I mean, it's kind of some tough competition there, and it was cool. You know, there was times where kind of some years are, you know, more competitive than others, I think, but definitely, man, it just felt like there was a lot of, you know, great bands came out to play this year, and it's going to be a great day over there at the Pop stage.
So,
get involved. That's where I spend most of my time. I mean, the headliners are cool, but it's so much fun at the Pop stage. Yeah. So if you do have your tickets for Point Fest, I recommend you pay close attention to that stage.
As far as playing goes, though, I mean, we didn't battle, but, you know, if they need somebody,
right,
we would love to. So, just for the record.
We happen to be available.
Yeah.
So.
You have our number.
Someone somewhere would, you know, might not be happy about it, but
yeah,
it'd be so cool to just be able to do that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just walk on and play, and that'd be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big year, man. A lot of great bands announced on those two nights, so
yeah,
it's going to be a fun one. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to hang. We're going to throw in some tunes again from the CEP and pick it up and listen to it. Hit repeat. It's a good one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So thank you guys.
Thank you
for having me.
I'll see you Saturday at Delmar Hall.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.